Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today's weather across Israel is quite warm, with clear skies in Tel Aviv, while Jerusalem enjoys a mild morning. Haifa is seeing a gentle breeze, making it a pleasant day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports from earlier today that the U.S. and Saudi Arabia launched joint airstrikes on Iran-backed militias in Iraq. This follows an attack on an American base. Also, the Times of Israel shared that Prime Minister Netanyahu described his meeting with former President Trump as one of their best. Reports indicate Iran's nuclear facility was not discussed. Also this hour, I-24 News reports that the U.S. and Saudi Arabia targeted Iranian proxies in Iraq. This follows Iran's missile attack on U.S. forces in Jordan. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew just reported on new understandings between Netanyahu and Trump. This development strengthens the alliance and continues pressure on Iran. And finally, according to JNS, the Israeli and Ukrainian foreign ministers discussed the Iran threat. They pledged deeper cooperation as the nations mark 35 years of diplomatic relations. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago about a conversation where Zelensky noted Europe's changes and questioned Ukraine's NATO involvement. Ariel Osaran, a Middle East correspondent, noted earlier today that a U.S.-Saudi airstrike in Iraq killed 20 operatives of the Iranian-backed Popular Mobilization Forces. Middle East 24 reported on a clash within Iran's leadership over $7 billion in oil revenue. The IRGC wants to use it for military expansion while the government seeks economic recovery. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the joint U.S.-Saudi airstrikes reported by Ynet, these strikes targeted key weapons and logistics sites of Iran-backed militias in Iraq. This is in response to Iran firing ballistic missiles at a U.S. base in Jordan. The military action signals a strong stance against Iranian aggression in the region. Turning to the high-profile meeting between Netanyahu and Trump, according to the Times of Israel, the leaders avoided discussing Iran's nuclear facility at Pickaxe Mountain. Instead, they focused on strengthening bilateral ties. The meeting is likely to fortify Israel's position on security matters with U.S. support. Meanwhile, I-24 News highlights the significance of recent U.S. and Saudi strikes on Iranian proxies in Iraq. This comes on the heels of Iran's missile attack on Jordanian soil. The continued military engagements underscore the escalating tensions in the Middle East. On the diplomatic front, the new understandings between Netanyahu and Trump, noted by Israel Hayom Hebrew, indicate a closer alignment on security borders and regional strategy. This could have long-term implications for Middle East diplomacy and security alliances. Finally, JNS reports on the discussions between Israeli and Ukrainian foreign ministers. Both countries aim to enhance cooperation amid ongoing regional threats. This partnership could lead to increased diplomatic and military collaboration against common adversaries. Turning to business and markets, first, Walla Business reveals a financial controversy in the Slice affair. The Finance Committee exposed significant expenses by its management, with millions allocated to legal fees. Separately, CTEC reports that Oasis founders are set for a substantial payday. The company Sayera, which they launched, will be acquired for over $1 billion, highlighting a major success in the tech sector. And finally, from Globes, Israeli company Plantopia has raised $9 million. The funding will push the company towards industrial production, marking a notable step in the plant-based protein industry. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 12 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.